This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, normally, when things go well, I like to take this hour and do Think, Aim, Fire, which is a podcast that we rejuvenated, resurrected, brought back from the dead. Except one of the players just doesn't show up on time anymore, and I'm afraid we're going to have to put a hit out on him. But joining me now is the other half of that, and that is investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I just got done telling Lee that I was really tired, and here I am putting out a hit on his partner. I hope that convinces you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
It's been tried before.
Oh, well, you know, it's just never been tried by me. You've got a rather interesting story out there, simply because most people would not think in these terms, in a lot of cases, about military posts. What's going on? What's going on out there in the ether as far as military posts are concerned? A specific military post, to be exact.
Well, I got to tell you, I learned something by this story. I learned that there is a federal law that requires military bases, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, to allow civilians to come in and use their firearms ranges, rifle, pistol, without, as long as it doesn't interfere with military training. And the same law also says, mandates, that they cannot charge exorbitant fees for said usage, which I didn't know. I mean, I've been on more than a few military bases, and I didn't know that the bases had to allow civilians to come in and shoot there. And when you think about it, I mean, you've shot them. The military has the best ranges probably in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about what's behind it.
Exactly.
And exactly. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that when they set up these military posts, one of the things that the military post does is it supports the community.
Yeah.
And the community leaders will get very upset if the military post does not continually support the community, which, you know, that's sort of a double-edged sword because you got a lot of payday loans and strip clubs and, you know, other, exactly, other various nefarious places that are out there to take a GI's money. But, hey, they're volunteers, right? But anyway, this is a horse of a different color because I would imagine the reason they do that is because a military post probably takes up more space than the town does in most cases.
I totally agree. And they want to be good corporate, for lack of a better word, citizens. They want to fit in well with the community.
I totally get that. So is somebody not allowing that to happen?
Well, it's a little more involved in that than that. But, yeah, you can say that. I mean, there's a small rifle club that's located near Fort Devens in Massachusetts, okay, not a very gun-friendly state. And these guys have existed since the early 90s. They started as an association, and then they incorporated around 96. It's called the Fort Devens Rifle and Pistol Club, Inc. And they're a small club. They used to be a lot bigger before the base started screwing with them. They're affiliated with the NRA, and this is the kicker. They're also affiliated with CMP, okay, the Civilian Marksmanship Program.
Right, right.
And for years, they were punching above their weight. They hosted high-power matches, including the Colt Cup, which Colt Manufacturing, you know, fully supported, and, I mean, donating prizes, the whole nine yards. Then 9/11 happened, okay, and the base got a little weird. They stopped a lot. They capped the number of POVs, civilian personally owned vehicles, that were allowed on post. And they moved the club from, the club could no longer go out there on weekends to shoot. They relegated them to Tuesday mornings twice a month. One day for rifle, one day for pistol. So obviously that killed their membership, and it killed their ability to host these huge matches, which were, you know, pretty, quite honestly, pretty good moneymakers for the club. So, you know what that's going to do, their membership. They go out during the week. So you're pretty much left with retirees and guys you could take off work. But most of the guys in the club are all veterans. So they know the best practices. They know the range safety protocols. They would go out there and they would bring everything, their own targets, their own pacers, their own RSOs, their own ammunition. They basically cost the fort nothing when they went out there to shoot. I mean, all the ranges were funded. These guys even brought in, like I said, they even brought in their own safety personnel, which is incredible when you think about it. So they muddled by going out there and shooting, you know, once, 2 days a month. And they always shot free of charge because, you know, like I said, everything was paid for. And then Joe Biden got elected. And 6 days, literally 6 days after he got elected, everything changed. They got hit with a $250 fee per range. So if they want to use two ranges, that's 500, three ranges, 750, four ranges, 400. Basically the harassment started, and these guys objected and they tried to work it out. You know, it's a small club. They don't have a lot of money, and that's asking a lot of their membership. Besides, they've been shooting free for decades before Joe Biden got in. But it is interesting, and they did take that, they found that interesting that right before, you know, or right after Biden got elected, that's when the harassment started. And one of the guys, their treasurer, Jim Gettin, said, this did not start until 3 days after Biden got into office. We found that very interesting. So they tried to work it out. They tried to assess how much they actually cost the fort. So they wrote up a FOIA request, and Gettins is a retired attorney. They've got attorneys, other attorneys as members. So they drew up a huge FOIA request, which they sent to the post commander, who was then Lieutenant Colonel Lindsay Halter, female Lieutenant Colonel. And they tried to confirm how much of the club range usage, how much the club's range usage actually cost the fort. A beautiful FOIA. I mean, I write Freedom of Information Act requests for a living. Theirs is one of the best I have ever seen. Hands down, fantastic FOIA. They wanted records showing what they cost per range per day, and they also wanted to know the amount of money that the fort was making from doing the same thing to law enforcement. Because when they went out there, every time they went out there, they saw dozens of law enforcement vehicles, local, state, and federal, and they started suspecting that the fort had this kind of a cottage industry going where they were making a hell of a lot of money by charging law enforcement agencies to come out and train. They submitted their FOIA.
Let me get you hold up on the FOIA right there, because we're going to have to take a break real quick. And when we get back, we'll continue this, because I'm very interested in this, because there's one big glaring question I've got, and we'll get to that when we get back. Lee Williams, of course, writes for Armed American News. He's the Second Amendment Foundation's lone investigative reporter. He is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Lee Williams, he's got an excellent example of, shall we say, some focused discrimination, especially when it's focused at gun owners and shooters and people like that. We just had gotten to the FOIA request, and I had to crassly interrupt you. Would you please, can you pick it up where you were, please, sir?
So they wanted to find out how much they were costing the club, and I doubt they were costing anything. So they sent a FOIA request, and they submitted it. A few months later, they were told that the FOIA request would cost $1,056 to process. That's not atypical for a federal FOIA. So Gettins, their treasurer, sent a check, and then they waited, and they waited. And month after month went by. Finally, it was almost 6 months, and Gettins called them because, you know, the check would go stale if it wasn't cashed after 6 months. So they quickly cashed it, and then they stiffed them, man. They never got a single document back from FOIA. They just took their money. They took the club's $1,056. So you know how things go. They call, the FOIA request went all the way up the chain of command. It went from Fort Devens to Fort Dix, New Jersey, to Fort Sam Houston, Texas, and they heard nothing back. So they, you know, with nothing left to do, they got an attorney. His name is Richard Chambers. He's one of the few Second Amendment attorneys in the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And he filed a fantastic lawsuit a couple months ago in federal court on the club's behalf. It is called Fort Devens Rifle and Pistol Club, Inc. versus U.S. Army Garrison, Fort Devens. And it's a hell of a lawsuit. I mean, it's a four-count lawsuit that accuses them of, one, attempting to charge unreasonable and exorbitant range fees, which is a violation of federal law. Two, failing to provide logistical support to a certified affiliate of the CMP. There is a federal statute bill that says the military must provide logistical support to the CMP. It's another thing I learned. Three, failing to provide documents sought in a FOIA request. And four, violating the plaintiff's, that would be the gun club, constitutional rights of due process, equal protection, and treatment under the law. Now, what they're seeking is a written declaration from the court that the club members' statutory and constitutional rights were violated. That's a huge deal. They're also seeking a court order directing the court to allow the club to use its ranges, quote, in accordance with past practices. Brother, that would mean for free. Now, they're not looking to get rich. They're all they want out of it financially is attorney fees and costs. So I called up the fort. And, you know, the Army's pretty good about having PAOs, public affairs officers. So I spoke to they have a civilian PAO. Her name is Jazzy or Jazika Lavario. And she didn't know anything about the lawsuit, so I forwarded a copy of their complaint over to her. And she said she would forward it up to the Fort's command group to find someone who was willing to discuss it. And, of course, as you know, as you can probably guess, no one was. She sent me an email. We are unable to make a comment at this time, and that's it. The club has established a Give, Send, Go account. That's kind of like a GoFundMe,
right?
Give, Send, Go is not as lefty as GoFundMe. And if you create a Give, Send, Go account, you don't have to worry about them keeping your money. And, gun owners, man, I mean, when we started, when I wrote the first story, they had $845 of their $50,000 goal. Now they're up to $1,320. So I would ask your listeners to go to Give, Send, Go and search for Fort Devens Rifle and Pistol Club, Inc., and they'll be able to donate to help the club. And, brother, they can certainly use the help. You know, I work for the Second Amendment Foundation. Let me just say, we have litigation going on now in 35 states. I am sure that at some point, you know, this club may find some high-caliber help, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, that's... Alan sometimes swings out of the rafters. He needs like a cowl with the bat cape on.
Yeah. I mean, having been in the Army, and I know you have too, this is not the kind of conduct I expected or that we'll tolerate. quite frankly.
Well, what it is this is this administration, which, the military, there is no way in any good conscience that I could get out there and say to any young person today, you should join the military. There's just no way I can do that. And because of that, I don't. And the military has become a petri dish. It's become a social media experiment.
It's woke, man.
Yeah, it's completely woke. And the problem is going to I don't know how woke. I know the Chinese have their picadillos when it comes to the military as well. You know what the thing is with the Chinese?
No.
So with the Chinese, most of your really senior generals, the ones that have the really high rank, they're actually Chinese oligarchs that bought the rank. They're not career soldiers. And they probably bought their fruit salad too. They probably have a lot of fruit salad because they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that's their problem. But at the same time, that doesn't mean anything when we compare it to some of this other stuff. So, the military is supposed to be apolitical, completely, totally apolitical.
Well, there is no huge unit at Fort Devens. I mean, it's kind of withered over a bit. It's a big National Guard, Army Reserve training base. I know they have some other guys that'll come in and train, got excellent training facilities. So it's not like you've got the 82nd Airborne or, the 101st. Out there training and using all the ranges all the time. The guys say, they've never had major scheduling issues. So cutting them down to 2 days a month, Tuesday mornings, was wrong. Charging them was wrong. And killing their club was wrong. And, of course, as you know, post commanders come and go. The gal that was running the base who was named in the lawsuit is gone now. So they're, there's really no sense of ownership with that, and there's no sense of responsibility. This is wrong. This needs to change. We need an elected official at the federal level to look into this and to make some damn changes, because this is wrong.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, I'll make an observation about them and relate to something that happened with me yesterday that I found very interesting and sort of dovetails into what you've got going on, what you've discovered here. But, Fort Devens, though, I don't even know what their mission is, or if they have a mission. Maybe they're just bots.
Training support.
Oh, okay.
Training support.
Gotcha. We'll be right back talking to Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage demand is falling to a level not seen in a quarter century. The drop is being driven by rates that are at a two-decade high. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying applications to buy a new home fell by 2% last week. However, applications to refinance a home loan were essentially unchanged. A rise in COVID infections, flu cases, and a new batch of RSV cases in kids has public health experts worried about a brutal winter.
Almost every hour of a 24-hour period, we're completely full and we cannot accept any other patient.
Dr. Charles Mullett is the chair of pediatrics at West Virginia University. That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. RSV is responsible for a majority of pediatric cases as it's a more common respiratory infection in young kids. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Lee Williams, and we were just talking about Fort Devens and how the military is sort of a pawn of this current regime. Would you refer to this as a regime and not necessarily an administration?
I would. I definitely would. It's not an administration. It's unlike any administration I've ever seen. So, yeah, regime is good.
So I'm going to tell you this story, and this dovetails back. This is a long roundabout where it comes back to where you are right now. So I have always been of a mind that there should be one striker-fired gun, one type of striker-fired gun that I carry as my concealed carry permit pistol.
Sure.
Right? Now, my preference is a Staccato 2011. Mm-hmm. And you know why?
You know why?
You know.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, because it's just that good. But there's sometimes certain things get in the way and weight becomes a consideration and size and all this other stuff. So, anyway, I'd made a decision earlier in the summer that it was going to be the SIG P320. And I was happy. I had the full size, I had the compact, and I had the carry model. And the carry model was the M18. And I ignored all the stuff that I hear about SIGs going off in somebody's holster because it's all, you know, I don't hear any stories. Most of the time it's law enforcement that is going off in their holster, right? I don't know if you've seen those stories. Have you seen those stories?
I have. Yeah. I have magic discharges.
Yes. So I've discounted the magic discharge. So I've got this. My carry gun was the M18. And I liked it because it was the carry size. That was the only one in the size that I could find that was the mid-sized gun. And so I get it, put a red dot on it. Then I get an Icarus Precision module to put on it, aircraft-grade aluminum, same grip angle as the Staccato, the Trifecta grip angle. I've got it. I put it on there. I take it to the range, and the FCU has a failure. Now, mind you, this is not a failure like where it's shooting itself. This is a failure where I pull the trigger and it shoots one time and it doesn't go back in. It doesn't reset. You know, it's just back. So I have to push the trigger forward. And what has happened is the FCU has gotten so dirty, so gunky. And I mean, this is with, because I don't know if you've ever seen these things, but you don't take them apart. You pull them out, you can spray them with stuff and you can try to clean them off. But there's certain places you just can't get to. My first thought was it was the aircraft grade aluminum lower, but then because it's so modular and I had another one, I stuck another FCU in there and it just ran. So it wasn't the module. It was the FCU. So I call SIG and I tell them what's going on, and they're like, well, this is a manufacturer level, gunsmith level fix, which I agree to do, and I pay to do, and I send it in there to them and let them do it. And at the same time, this is the bell is tolling now. Because I've got a gun, that the whole beauty of the gun is that fire control unit, and that's also discounting all of the magic discharges that go off out there. This part where it can get so gunked up in certain scenarios to where it just doesn't run anymore. Kills it. Kills the deal. And I'm talking about this. I was talking about this yesterday. I talked about this yesterday with Super Dave Harrington in the combat pistolcraft thing. So one of my listeners, and we're going to call him Andy. Andy has been kind enough in the past to send me two Langdon Tactical Berettas to review. So I'm familiar with Andy. I'm familiar. I know that Andy's in the military. And Andy has a gun collection. So Andy, hearing me talk about it the way I've been talking about it, makes me an offer yesterday to buy the gun, which he bought the gun, paid for the gun, and that's his pay for. So as soon as it gets back to me, because it gets back to me today, I'm going to turn it around, take the optic off of it, and ship it to him. But Andy's 41 years old, and he's about to retire from the Navy. Do you want to know why he's retiring from the Navy?
Oh, no. Why?
Because he has been targeted because of posts he put on Facebook when he voted for Trump in 2020.
Oh, God.
So, you know, when I was in the military, we didn't have mobile phones. We didn't have social media. We didn't have none of this stuff when I was in the military. When I got out in 1990, one guy in our barracks had just bought one of those bag phones that weighed about 35 pounds, and you carried it with a strap. And, you know, it weighed more than my M60. But he had it. It was a bag phone. And that was the closest I ever came to seeing or actually having one of those. And nowadays, if you're in the military, I don't know how you remain apolitical. They should just about have to make a – I would like to see them make a rule in order to keep them apolitical where they can't have phones and where they can't have social media while they're in the military. Because that's the only way you're getting rid of the reason this guy wanted to buy this gun is because he was an armorer. He has been, he's had a 20-year career, and I think he's an armorer. I'm not sure exactly what he does. But he's so familiar with the M17, M18 platform that he'll be able to deal with this gun and any picadillos it may have later on down the road.
Sure. Make sure it doesn't have any magic discharges.
Right. So with him, when he decided he wanted to buy it, it all just sort of crystallized to me, and it just seemed like, this is the thing I got to do with this gun. I got to sell it, because I built it up. I mean, this thing is the ultimate SIG M18, in my opinion. It doesn't have a compensator, but it's a 9mm. So it needs to go to somebody who knows who actually how to keep it running. And that's not me. That's not me. But then again, one of the problems I have with it is that with any other striker fire gun, that's not an issue I got to worry about. To where the trigger, you know, the trigger and the striker and all this other stuff, it's all part of the fire control unit. The strong point is it's all in one unit. The weak point is it's all in one unit. So when it goes down, you know, now you got issues. So now the search will begin again, I guess. I do have the the luxury of saying, I guess I will choose between my Staccato C2 and my Terran Tactical Combat Masters, which gun I'm going to carry.
Well, I would go for the Staccato. I mean, the one that you arranged for me to get is the best pistol I have ever shot in my life. And let me tell you, I've shot a few pistols.
Right.
I don't think you can beat it. I really don't.
Yeah. I don't think you can either. And I just got a holster that with a QLS mount on it, so I can throw it on my little belt that I never wore anything like that when I was in the military as well. The gear that is available to carry stuff today is astonishing.
It really is. I mean, but you know, it's weird for me. I went through the whole the plate carrier, the Rhodesian style chest rigs, and when I go out to the range, if I take a class, I'm back to basically to the LBE that I wore in the Army, you know, although it's a lot more high speed. You got the battle belt and some suspenders.
Yeah.
It's just the most comfortable thing going.
Let's break that down in the next segment. Coming up on the next segment, you can find the stuff that Lee does at gunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and he is the sole investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be right back. Well, this is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Lee Williams, the gun writer, the investigative reporter. And we just had got on this thing because, like, that the LBE was the only thing I ever carried. I never had a plate carrier. Chest rigs, I didn't know what that was either. As a matter of fact, if I had my LBE set the wrong way with my suspenders, I might have a chest rig when I went in the prone when I pushed the belt towards my chest. But it was amazing the stuff that we tried to figure out. During Vietnam, they would take those bandoliers that the boxes of ammo would come in, and it would exactly hold one 20-round magazine.
Yeah.
So that's how they would have, like, two bandoliers of magazines crisscrossing on their chest to carry ammo, because ammo, when you go out on a patrol, is king. I guess ammo and water. But I had an interesting conversation with John Farnham about, because my question is it the belt, chest rig, plate carrier? I asked John of Defensive Training International. I said, what do you do? And would you carry a plate carrier? He said, well, only if you train in it. And since, you know, in our time, we didn't have those things. Compared to the kids that run around with those things on all day, every day, there's no way for us to train in it and become proficient in it as far as figuring out how it fits and how we're going to move in it. Which, that sort of made sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So then I asked about a chest rig. He said, yeah, well, you can do that. But I mean, and chest rigs are okay. I would go with a chest rig before I would a plate carrier. And I asked him about exactly what you're talking about, because I think a modern battle belt analogued up to be like the LBE with a good, nice pair of suspenders for us older guys, that's the way to travel.
It really is. I mean, it's cooler, especially in Florida, if you're training in June, July, or August.
It's easy to get on, really fast.
Yeah.
There's so many different kinds of belts and everything going on now. But I asked John.
Padded?
Yeah, padded. And you can wear it. Some of the better ones are like they have a rubber backing on the inside. So mm-hmm. It doesn't have to go through your belt loops or anything else. You just put it on, pop, and you're like Clint Eastwood. and good, the bad, the ugly is just resting on you. I asked John what he carried. John has made a one-off bandolier. And John's, you know, I would expect John Farnham to have some sort of really intricate setup because John is a master instructor. He's still got 5 rounds in his body from his various engagements that he's been involved in over the course of time. I asked him, well, what do you carry? He said, lots of ammunition for my rifle. I said, how much for your pistol? Only what I got on me.
Okay.
If John picks up the rifle, John's like, okay, here we go, rock and roll. I got a real gun. But, I mean, John's platform of choice is the Glock 19 size gun. Right now, he's actually carrying Shadow Systems, so he really likes that.
Well, I got to tell you, what really sold me on the belt was what I saw that the guys at Black Point Tactical were making. And they supply their stuff to JSOC and those type dudes. I met them through Bobby. They make mounts for, I have 2 AR mags, 2 pistol mags, and on the belt. And that's all one unit that can link together.
Right.
So they're never moving around. It's not sliding around. I know right where they are. It's all Kydex. It's the best system out there. Regardless of what I do, the mags will still be right where I want. It's a hell of a system. I'm not sponsored by Black Point Tactical. I will just tell your listeners, it's the best thing I found out there. And that's me talking, not any kind of sponsor. Damn, that's good stuff.
I'm going to go take a look at that. When I first started this, I created a relationship with High Speed Gear. And that was when me and Gene Higdon owned it. And he sent me a battle belt with all the stuff on it that I needed to have on it. And, I mean, I was blown away by it. Sent me some suspenders to go with it. I was like, wow, this reminds me of a souped-up version of what I used to carry. Carry was so, I mean, in the 80s, the trauma kit was one field dressing. And you better know the medics. It was good to know the medics. Stick close to the medics.
Well, what sold me on it is, you know, I've taken all of Bobby's classes, dozens of times. And you'll see the guys that'll show up there with the plate carrier, with a pistol belt, with everything, with the mags and the plate carrier. And especially in Florida, if it's June, July, and August, usually before noon, that stuff is coming off. And you can tell, and this is another point I want to make. If you're going to carry any kind of high-speed gear like that, I don't care what it is, plate carrier, LBE, like we're talking battle belt, take some tactical classes with it and run through it.
Right.
So you know it works.
And keep it all.
Because I've seen more than a few guys end up with what we call the garage sale. You know, parts of their gear laying all over the ground. This crap you buy off Amazon that's made in China, I've seen one single AR mags rip right through that and end up on the ground as part of the garage sale. So make sure and shake it out. That's what training's all about. If you've got something you plan to grab and go during an emergency, like I do my battle belt, which is already fully stocked and ready to go, make sure you train the hell out of it and so it will work. So you shake it out and get rid of it and you practice using it. That's the beauty of training. It lets you know what works and what doesn't. And I have, I almost said a bad FCC word. I have thrown away damn near as much gear as I use. So it's important to shake it out, make sure you like it, make sure it's reliable.
Yeah. Gene Higdon used to, when he would send me a care package, he would come and see me because he's just over the border in North Carolina. And he would look at my stuff and he'd be like, you're not wearing it. And he and I met at an airsoft convention at a decommissioned nuclear facility, and I ran through. Well, I used all the stuff there, running with those kids, which they just about murdered me trying to keep up with them. And I completely understood what he said. Now I don't train very often with a chest rig on, but my main thing that I'm carrying, although. I'm going to try to get a hold of Black Point Tactical. You need to send me a picture of what you got so I can have a little chat with them and find out what I would need to get to make all that work. And we probably need to have a little chat offline about that. And one of the reasons I want to do that is because at some point I want to, it's going to be me and Lee, and we're going to get together with Bob, and we're going to make him teach us for free when he could be making money. And we're going to pick his brain for everything he's got, and we're going to learn how to run our stuff, because I'm rusty. I never ran this stuff the way it's supposed to be run. So, I mean, I was communicating.
Oh, that'll all change.
Yeah.
That will all change.
Yeah.
Bob will introduce, he loves to introduce students to the world of shooting while moving. And that's pretty much all I do now when I go out to his range. It's an adult range, so you can, yeah, you can draw from a holster, and you can shoot while moving. Hell, you can shoot from a moving vehicle if you set it up.
Egads.
And that's nice to be able to do that.
Gotcha. Well, I'm on Black. I can't find their belts or anything at Black Point Tactical. You'll have to show me what you're talking about. But well,
yeah.
You'll show me what you're talking about, and I'll go out there, and I'll try to duplicate it and everything else. Anything broad on your, well, we'll see. I tell you what, let me just point out where you're at before we run out of time. So, Lee is the gun writer at gunwriter.substack.com. He is the lone reporter at armedamericannews.com. He is the lone investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation. And all of his stuff is picked up and run all over the place. It's run at The Truth About Guns. It's run at Ammo Land. It gets reprinted everywhere. It gets picked up and reprinted at keepandbeararms.com. It's just everywhere. So if you want to find Lee Williams, it's quite easy to do. He'll be the guy with the Staccato C2 on his hip and a sort of a silly grin on his face because he's got a Staccato C2. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure, brother. My pleasure. Always a good time.
Coming up next is going to be Geek Out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.